BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Paying the Temple Tax.
On the way to Capernaum, Jesus said to his disciples, "They'll give the Son of Man to people who will kill him, but in 3 days he'll rise from the dead." The disciples were confused about what he was talking about. Still, they didn't ask him because they were in the middle of their own discussion. They were arguing about which one of them was the greatest. When they got to the house in Capernaum, Jesus called all 12 men to gather around. He then motioned for a child to come and stand next to him. He said, "If you want to be the greatest of everyone, you must become the servant of everyone." He then put his arm around the child. "When you welcome a little one like this in my name, you are welcoming me. But it's much more than that. You're welcoming God." John spoke up. "Lord, we found a man casting out demons in your name, but he wasn't a part of our group, so we told him to stop." "No, no, don't stop him. A man isn't working against me if he's doing miracles in my name. If he's not against us, he's for us. Listen, if a man gives even a cup of water in my name, that man will be rewarded." He once again put his arm around the child. "Listen very carefully to me. If one of these little ones believes in me and someone causes him to sin, it would be better if that man were tied to a large rock and thrown into the sea. Look at this child. Be careful how easily you dismiss his worth. In heaven, his angel looks at the face of God. The Son of Man has come to save the lost. It's like a man who has 100 sheep, but he finds that one is missing. Don't you think he will leave the 99 in safety and search diligently until he finds the lost one? Believe me, he'll be more happy about finding that one than he is about all the others that didn't go astray. That's the way it is with the Father in heaven. He values each one of these little ones. In the same way, you should value others. If a brother offends you, talk to him about it privately. If he won't listen, enlist the help of one or two others. If he still won't listen, take it to the church. If he won't listen to the church, only then can you ignore him as a non-believer." The next day, a man who collects temple tax walked up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?" Yes, he does." But Peter wasn't sure. Back in Capernaum, Jesus saw him deep in thought. He said, "Simon, give me your opinion. When the king issues a tax, does he make his family pay it?" Oh, no. Others have to pay it, but not his family." Jesus said, "That's true. The sons of the king don't have to pay. But we don't want to offend others on this issue. So go to the sea and catch a fish. When you have it, open its mouth. There you'll find a coin. It'll be enough for you to pay the tax for you and me."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.